Jerry Bader Show, 936 406 1360, 888 455 1360. Talking about the revelation that a campaign spokeswoman, Ali Murray, I'm going to just do a quick aside here whether this is fair or not. She's 25 years old, and more than a few people have noticed that Governor Walker hires very young people. There are different suspicions for the motives on that, but he does tend to surround himself with the youngish people, particularly in the campaign. And a number of them have erupted on him. Nicole Thiemann, nice young lady. But there have been these. Ali Murray is pro-choice, pro-abortion. Governor says it's not a big deal. He doesn't do an ideological litmus test. Well, she worked for Scott Brown, a Republican from Massachusetts, who is pro-abortion. She apparently was working for Brown when she wrote the pro-abortion blog. A friend writes, if you're a professional spokesperson, aren't you supposed to make sure your positions aren't in the public arena? It's not that she's pro-choice, it's that she looks like a lightweight. Well, when she did that, those ideas match those of her boss, Scott Brown. Here's another question. Would Scott Brown have hired her if she was pro-life? Chad on the road. Chad, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I kind of think that he definitely should have known her thoughts. But at the same time, politicians have to work together with people that agree with them and disagree all the time. Look at it and say, all right, I can understand her point of view. I don't believe in it. I don't, mm-hmm. I'm completely against it. But if she's very good at her job, I don't think it should affect it.
Okay,
you know?
And I actually agree with that. That's where I disagreed with Joanne.
Yeah.
I agree with that with a yeah, but though. You know, and we just got another email that says basically the same thing. It shows Walker's tolerant of all views. If she does her job well, it's not a big deal. I'm agreeing with all of that. I disagree, though, with the notion that it's not a mistake not to know it before they hire her. I disagree with that. It might not preclude the hiring. If she shows a skill set, thanks a lot for the call. If she shows a skill set that she is an asset to the Walker campaign, then hire her. But if there is a difference on what to a lot of conservative voters is a critical issue, I think he should know that. He should know that. Again, that doesn't mean he wouldn't hire her. And I'm not saying he should fire her. I disagree with those who think she should be gone. If it doesn't impact her job performance, fine. What I do disagree with is that because I'm telling you, if this was Act 10, I think she would be gone. If she had written an anti-Act 10 screed or an anti-tax cut screed or an anti-photo ID screed, maybe that one she would survive. I think it's a matter of which issues here. And that's where I think, Jason, open up Jay's email. And that's where I think the mistake was made. I don't know that keeping her is a mistake. She may be able to do the job very well. I'm not saying that. Jerry, again, the governor opens himself to criticism because he doesn't vet people properly. And his hiring of her has to be a spokesperson, his mouthpiece, is at best implicit approval of her beliefs. I don't understand how you can see it otherwise. Here's how. If it doesn't affect the Walker pro-life message. If the messaging of the Walker campaign continues to be staunchly pro-life and that her position appears to have no influence on that messaging or her delivery of that message, then I do not have a problem with it. I don't. Anyone else wants to weigh on this, get in right now or on to other things, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think the mistake was not knowing. And I think if you are Democrat, Republican, or otherwise, and you don't get a sense of where someone who's going to speak for you stands on issues, I think that's naivete to think that's not important. Mike on the cell. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I think he's making the classic Republican mistake. You try to moderate, and then you poo-poo your base, and eventually you're out of power.
Well, okay, when you say tried to moderate, do you suspect he knew of her position? I don't think he did.
Well, I just think that they're so afraid to, I don't know, look too much like a conservative sometimes, you know?
Well, I think, Mike, here's what I think, is that, look, abortion is not a top-tier issue for the Republican Party nor Governor Scott Walker right now. That was made very clear during the legislative session. That's the signal I think this really sends, and I'll be redundant here. If it were an issue more near and dear to the Walker agenda right now, again, his signature piece, Act 10, I suspect the response would not be the same. I don't think that there's any I don't think this revelation is a reason to let her go. And quite frankly, now she will probably be so hyper careful on this particular issue that it probably won't be a problem. But to suggest that a campaign shouldn't know the positions of people that speak for the campaign, I think is preposterous. If no other reason than to navigate it, if she brings a bunch of qualifications that trump it, fine. But you still should know that you have to navigate it. Jerry on the road. Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah, as far as your conversation this morning, yes, he probably should have known her feelings on that, but as long as she's a qualified candidate for the position, she should be able to get it. You're almost bordering on discrimination.
No, because I agree with what you just said.
Yeah.
I mean,
Governor Walker's got to be careful because he could be charged with discrimination because of all this.
Nah, I doubt it. I don't think you can. I don't think pro-choicers are a protected class. I think that you, and again, Jerry, some discrimination is legal. You can discriminate on things that are not covered by law. Thanks a lot for the call. No, I agree with what you're saying. I do. But imagine if they had known this, which I don't believe that they did. If they did, if I'm wrong on that, and they did, well, then they were prepared to navigate it. Here is another thing, though. Okay, if she is qualified, that's what several people, including me, I have said that. If she's qualified, fine. But really, there was no one equally qualified that was pro-life. I really do think that because abortion is not a priority right now for the party, then on this issue, it's okay. If it were any other issue that is considered more critical to the party right now, she's not a plant. She's not a plant. Okay, I want to read Terry's email, then we're going to move on. Abortion is near and dear to the base of each party. Walker better keep her out of the limelight when it comes to this issue. What the heck? Is Walker as stupid as Obama, not knowing what any of his people are doing? Walker has a long history of that. I see that. That's really all I'm saying here is I think the sin is not knowing. All right, a lot of stuff. Gosh, I don't even know where we're going to. Oh, you know what? Let's get to Charles Koch next. It's 9:45. To dance and sing song too. I don't know, but I've been told if you keep on dancing, you'll never grow old. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. We're going to go out tonight. The Jerry Bader Show.